So, Molota, how did you manage to bring down the cost of sauna?
Well, Parliament has, in the past 4 or so financial years, been cutting down on the cost of sauna because of the prevailing economic conditions in the country and the economic hardship that our people are going through. And the Parliament has an oversight body over the executive and other entities, has to lead by example in terms of austerity measures, ensuring that we do more with less. And that's why we have cut down things like the post-sauna dinner, you know, that after the dinner, the State of the National Address, Parliament used to host the dinner for the guests, which cost quite significantly. And that has been done away with. And it's been 5 years, 4 years or so now that we have cut, we have removed that. So we have been doing away with quite a number of areas of expenditure over the years. And this year, for instance, we are the unique year with the elections coming, meaning that we've got the 2 State of the Nation addresses. So it means that we are going to have to spend on 2 events for this year. So we have to cut significantly on this one, which includes removing the item on or the part where we invite winners of competition from various provinces to attend Parliament as part of our enhanced public participation or public involvement in the State of the Nation address. We normally would have eminent persons coming from all the provinces that we have suspended for this State of the Nation address. We will have normally the junior guard and the civil guard that comes, that has also been done away with for this State of the Nation address. And we have not also went all out in terms of the communication campaign, marketing, branding, which also cost significantly.
Mm. Now, how does the handover work between this parliament and the incoming one?
Well, there is a legacy report that is being finalized by this parliament, by the 5th parliament, that will contain all the work that the institution has done over the last 5 years since its election into office in 2014. It will chronicle the work around lawmaking, around the oversight, around the public involvement.
Yes.
And what are also the issues that are standing that the 6th parliament, the new parliament that is coming after the election, will have to pursue and to implement, and that will include one of the major achievements for the 5th parliament, which is the setting up of the high-level panel on the assessment of key legislation, which was intended to ensure that we look at the key legislation passed since 1994 and their impact on the lives of South Africans. So the recommendations on how do we make sure that these laws that we pass actually make a difference and impact on the lives of the people will then have to be implemented by the 6th parliament.
Mm. Now, Moloto, the EFF has warned that it plans to disrupt next week's sauna if President Cyril Ramaphosa does not come clean, as they put it, about his Bosasa links. Are there any special plans in place to address any disruptions?
No, there are no special plans. Parliament will, the State of the Nation address will sit, and it will be conducted under the very same rules, conventions and practices that we know. There will be no escalation of any area of the State of the Nation address specifically for this purpose, because the rules and the conventions and the practices are there, and they will just be enforced by the presiding officers, because they address any circumstance and any eventuality.
Mm. And what about our former President Jacob Zuma? Will he be attending the State of the Nation address?
Well, we don't know yet. The invitation, as the presiding officer said yesterday, has been extended to him. He has not confirmed attendance yet. He might still do so, or it could be that he is busy on that particular day.
Mm. So, in conclusion, are you satisfied that you're ready for the State of the Nation address?
Yes, we are. We are ready. It's all systems go. The State of the Nation address, you know, the preparations does not take place on the year of that is taking place. The preparation started in 2018 already, and the work has been going on until now. And where we are now, we are pleased with the level of readiness.
Mm. Maloto, a pleasure to have you on Radio Islam this morning. We thank you for your time and we hope to chat again soon.
Thank you very much.
Right, bye. Maloto Mutapo speaking to us, a parliamentary spokesperson, regarding this year's State of the Nation address. Now, there will be two, because this is the last address for the fifth and current parliament. The sixth parliament will be announced following the upcoming elections that take place in May. So that means that there will be another State of the Nation address later in the year, and that's